Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, there's an important date for your diary, and it's coming up on Sunday, the 19th of November. It's called the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And you might ask, well, why should we be singling out Christians in particular for a day of prayer? Well, I think the answer is sadly because so many places around the world, Christians are genuinely being singled out and persecuted. And I think this is on a much greater scale than many of us realise, because it's often so underreported in the media that Christians are persecuted simply because of their faith. In studio now to give us an update, we have David Turner, who's Director of the Church in Chains. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm well, Wendy. Thank you.
Okay, so let's just kind of start from there. There is so much evidence, and it's so much a part of your work, the reality that sadly Christians around the world are treated differently because they are Christian.
Absolutely. And I mean, the statistics show that Christians are the most persecuted religious group in the world. There are facts and figures to show that. If you go onto the front page of our website, you will see the front cover of our global guide. That shows 60 countries around our world where Christians face persecution. And it's to such a level that, you know, we have devised three scales to describe that. So there are countries on that map coloured in red, where there's severe persecution, where almost, you know, anyone who professes to be a Christian has to keep that secret. They could be at risk of attack. They could be at risk of arrest. And there's the whole level of countries that we colour orange on that map, where there is significant persecution. So that might vary from place to place within that country, but that could be places where Christians are put in prison, maybe places where Christians are restricted in what they can do, where they can worship, that kind of thing. And then there are other countries on that list which are coloured a light green, where there are restrictions. We certainly know the difference between our freedom here in Ireland and in the countries coloured green. But restrictions might be things like whether you're able to hire a building as a church, whether you're able to give out any literature on the street to anybody, those kind of things.
It's scary that there has to be that scale in the first place. And I think when people hear the facts, it can be quite overwhelming. I mean, 60 countries around the world. So there's probably people listening in at the moment, David, that are saying, okay, well, you know, what can I do about it? And I presume that's what the International Day of Prayer is trying to do, is trying to say, well, here's something actionable.
Absolutely. Yes, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is basically a joint effort of organisations like Church in Chains throughout the free world, and indeed even in some countries where Christians face persecution, they join in on this day. So the basic idea is very simple. We ask churches, in our case in Ireland, to devote a few minutes from their Sunday worship services, whatever form of worship they take, whatever form of prayer they use, devote a few minutes on that Sunday to pray for a particular country. Because as you say, sometimes people can feel, oh, there's just far too much information about this. So we concentrate on one country each year. And this year, our focus is going to be on Iran, where Christians have a really hard time. And in order to try and make it as easy as possible for churches, we produce three resources. So we produce a bookmark. I think I gave you one just a minute ago. And on the bookmark, there are five prayer points. So, you know, if you're saying to me, well, what can we pray for the church in Iran? There are five things to pray for there. So this bookmark, that's available for everybody who would be in church on the day. So if anyone's listening to this and think, I wonder, could we do this in my church? You certainly could. Just order some bookmarks from Church in Chains. We also send you an information sheet that gives you an outline of how to lead the few minutes of prayer that you might have. And if you're a church that thinks, actually, we'd like to devote a little bit more time than 5 minutes, then we've an outline for that as well. And many churches around our country use PowerPoint to project song words for the congregation to sing. If your church does something like that, we have organised a PowerPoint presentation, which you can download from our website. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible.
It's all the hard work has already been done by you guys. And as you say, you've made it as easy as possible. You've mentioned, obviously, that this year you're focusing on Iran, David. Tell us a little bit about the situation for a Christian living in Iran today.
Okay. Iran, as most people know, is a theocracy. And what's a theocracy? It's a theocracy is a state where the ultimate power rests with religious authority. So the supreme ruler of Iran is the Ayatollah. So the president of Iran, President Rouhani, every decision that he takes is subject to the religious authorities. So because Iran is a theocracy, if any individual person leaves Islam and becomes a Christian, they're seen as betraying the state. So some of the people who are in prison in Iran, and there's quite a number of Christians who are in prison in Iran, they've been charged with things like actions against the state. And such things are simply exercising your free will to leave one religion and become a member of another religion. And there are two stories really coming out of Iran. One is the church is growing at a huge rate. And it's growing because I think the Spirit of God is at work in Iran, and because many in Iran are disillusioned with life under the Islamic regime, because they have seen they have just seen the truth of Jesus, and many people have had dreams of Jesus. There's a huge hunger for the New Testament in Iran. So that's one side of the story. But the other side of the story is that, quite understandably perhaps, those in charge in Iran are very annoyed about this, and so they are taking it out on Christians. So Christians are arrested for giving out New Testaments. Christians are arrested simply for meeting together, and they're put in prison, they're badly treated. And so we want to focus prayer on kind of two areas. We want to pray for the work of the church and the growth of the church in Iran, and we want to pray for those who are paying such a heavy price for reaching out with the good news of Jesus.
And here's the thing, and I know it's something myself and yourself, David, have touched on before, is some people might think, you know, saying some prayers for Iran, does that really make a difference? But my gosh, it does. And when you've talked to me about people that you've been connected with on the ground in these countries, when they've shared, do you know there's people, you know, in a town or a city in Ireland praying for you, and the difference that can make?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm in a very privileged position in my role with Church in Chains, because from time to time, I do get to meet Christians who have been in prison, Christians who have been released, and just hear them tell me face to face of how they have been aware of God's presence with them in such a difficult situation. A few weeks ago, I was at a conference focusing on Iran, and there was somebody speaking at that conference, and that person had been in prison. We had organised people to pray for him. I'm not really at liberty to say his name, I'm afraid, but I think you and I probably have talked about him in studio. And he just talked about his time in prison. He spent time in solitary confinement, and he talked about it being a precious time, but also about the hardest time of his life. And he talked just about being aware that Jesus was with him through that struggle. And I believe it's God's plan that those of us who have freedom in the West, we lift up our brothers and sisters who are facing persecution, who we may not know and may not meet in this life, but it's our job just to lift them up in prayer to the Lord. And I believe the Lord works through our prayers.
It's so, so powerful, isn't it? So I wanted to ask you as well before you go, David, just you've some updates from Egypt to just share with us.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I think I was talking to Dom about the situation in Egypt and about how things were really rough there in terms of attacks from Muslim extremists. And there was one particularly horrific attack in Minya province, when buses carrying Coptic pilgrims were attacked by Islamic State terrorists, and they there were 30 people killed then. So that led the Egyptian government to say to the churches, you got to cancel all kind of pilgrimages, summer festivals, that kind of thing. And that obviously had, the churches were very disappointed about that, but they took the government advice because it was very strong advice and because of what had happened. So just in the last few weeks, that ban was lifted, And so a number of Christian festivals have been held throughout Egypt, kind of catching up on what had been missed out over the summer. And what was really encouraging was that thousands of Christians went to these festivals. I've seen some video footage of some of them. And, you know, despite the attacks on the churches in Egypt, the Christians just want to get together. They want to praise God. They want to just share fellowship together. They want to declare the glory of God. And one of those festivals was even held in Minya province, I think 25 kilometres from where that terrible attack took place. So, again, it's kind of the same as in Iran. There's a terrible attacks on the church, but the church is keeping going.
It's vibrant and there's seeds of hope.
Indeed.
All around. Well, if you have just joined me, I've been chatting to David Turner from the Church in Chains. Now, earlier on, we were talking about the International Day of Prayer. This year, the Church in Chains are asking us to pray for Iran. They've done all the hard work and they have a beautiful, it's a bookmark that has five prayer points that you can follow. If you want to get some of these bookmarks for yourself or for your church, and there's other things that you can get on there that will help you on this International Day of Prayer, you just go onto the website churchinchains.ie and you'll get all the information on there. David, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.